It's the Keys to Confidence podcast with Dr. Jonathan Keys and Shauna McKenzie. Look good, feel good, and unlock your inner confidence. Now here's Dr. Keys and Shauna.
Welcome to Keys to Confidence. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we will be talking about body contouring. It's still the summertime, so it's a huge topic still. Dr. Keys, where do we go with this?
Yeah, there's a lot of directions we can go with body contouring. It is a hot topic right now. There's tightening the skin, there's trimming fat, toning the muscle. All three of these devices we do have here at KeysMD Cosmetic Clinic.
We do offer all of those treatments here. Let's start with toning.
So toning is a popular treatment right now. People trying to look better for the summer, tone the muscles, and can be used on many different body parts.
What would you say is like the most popular?
Right now, the most popular is the abdominal area for sure. But it can also be used on the buttocks. That's probably our second most popular area.
So for toning, would you just say that it's like the be end all for everyone? Like, who would be the ideal candidate coming in for that treatment?
Yeah, these treatments aren't for everyone, but the ideal candidate for this would be someone that already goes to the gym, they're already in shape, they just want some extra toning done. So they want to sculpt their body or contour their body and, to try to reveal some of the abs that they have underneath the surface. Some people, no matter how many sit-ups they do, they have a tough time actually developing abs. So this is a great treatment for those people for sure.
And how many sessions do people typically need?
Typically, it's a minimum of three. We often recommend up to about six. And then after that, it can be a monthly program where they come in once a month or so, or as often as they want, but approximately once a month just to keep up maintenance.
Is it something that they would see like over time for results, or is it like an instant gratification?
Yeah, typically you're not going to see results right away. One treatment typically isn't going to, give you a lot of results. You might get that muscle pump like you would any time you go to the gym. So you might see a little bit of toning, but it won't typically stay long term. So you have to build it just like going to the gym. You have to keep going and maintain to actually build muscle and keep it.
And would you recommend like a certain diet to patients, or how would they go about going home after having the treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. They should definitely be dieting as well, or eating healthy at least. This isn't something where you can tone the muscles and then go to McDonald's after. This is something where you want to combine it with a healthy lifestyle, healthy diet for sure.
Mm-hmm. How does tone actually work?
So it's electric muscle stimulation. So it actually produces super maximal contractions that the body typically isn't capable of doing on its own. And these treatments are typically about 30 minutes long, and it's equivalent to doing close to 30,000 sit-ups, something that
Wow. We
couldn't do. Yeah, exactly. Something we couldn't do on our own.
I do like five sit-ups and I'm done.
Yeah. So
there's abs somewhere underneath this body.
That's right. So doing something like this, you get such a high frequency of sit-ups, you actually do see results fairly quickly.
And you can only use it on the abdominal and the buttocks. Is there any other?
Nope, you can use this in several different areas. This one is actually FDA approved for the most areas for these muscle stimulation devices. There are other ones on the market, but it can be used on the arms. It can be used on the hips, on the legs.
Nice.
Several different regions.
So tone is one of like the most popular ones. And then we also offer like Evolve Trim, which is a fat reduction treatment. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, all these devices are quite beneficial for losing fat. Again, it's something that is used for patients that don't have a lot of weight to lose. It's difficult for someone that is morbidly obese. It's mm-hmm. not going to be as effective for them, but it can be used as kind of a jump start for them. Combined with diet, it can be quite beneficial. But for the ideal client for this is, again, going to be someone with a BMI less than 30 that already has a healthy lifestyle, that's active, that's going to the gym, and they just need little tweaks here and there for that pockets of fat that are a little more stubborn to lose, harder to lose. It's ideal for like the mummy tummy after having a baby. You have that little pocket of fat below the belly button. So it could be quite beneficial for that.
So we've touched on fat reduction and toning. What else is there to body contouring?
Yeah, so the other main part of body contouring is tightening the skin. So there have been several devices over the years that can help tighten the skin. It can also help with cellulite as well. So again, going back to the mummy tummy again, you can get that loose skin after having a baby. The skin stretches out, so it can help tighten that skin. Any loose skin around the belly button can be firmed up, so you don't have that little sagging that some people get in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be quite beneficial as well. So the combination of all three treatments with the fat loss, the muscle toning, and skin tightening can be quite beneficial. And it can also help with the cellulite as well and the skin dimples.
I find that when most patients come in, their main question is, does it actually work? Because I feel like we all think of a machine and we're like, how does this transform our bodies?
Mm-hmm.
So does it actually work?
Yeah, these devices have to work. To get FDA approval, they have to go through a lot of testing. But one thing that doesn't happen is doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with one treatment. So you have to stick to a treatment plan, and each one is individualized for each patient. And with time and, you know, several treatments, you can definitely see results.
That's pretty cool. Have you tried it?
I have tried the Tone one time to see what it felt like. And it was a unique experience for sure.
Was it?
Yeah. It doesn't hurt. Well, you tried it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, I've never felt something like that before.
Yeah.
The only one that I haven't tried is the Tight, but I've tried the Trim and the Tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Tone, you know, giving these super maximal contractions, it's like holding a sit up. You're getting that pain near the end of your set where it's getting a little bit sore. I shouldn't say pain. It's just such a strong contraction. So it definitely, it's a unique experience and feeling for sure. It also goes up to 50, and I think I can get up to 22 or something like that.
Oh, wow. You got up to a 22. I do not believe that.
Yeah, probably not. Probably like 8.
Like yours was 15. Yeah. I got up to 24. There is no way that you got up to 22.
Sean is stronger than I am.
Yeah, totally. So what are some of like the myths behind body contouring?
Yeah, there's several myths, I think, surrounding body contouring. One would be that it's not effective. Like we're touching on, it is effective. It just takes more than one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just have to focus on, you know, getting the right treatment plan for you and whether you're using all three modalities with the Tight, Trim, and Tone, or if you only need toning, or, you know, so we can make that unique and specific to the patient.
I think a lot of it has to do with like homework too. Like you were saying, like you can't go home and just pig out on McDonald's. Like you have to have a strict diet.
Mm-hmm. A healthy lifestyle in general.
Yeah.
Lots of fruit specials and water and exercising. And then this is just kind of tweaking everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would
you say like you would recommend still going to the gym, still having like a normal life outside of coming here for a treatment?
Yeah, this isn't a substitute for the gym. It's just to add to the areas that you're maybe lacking. There's certain areas where you're having troubles building muscle, certain areas, so like we were saying before, pockets of fat that you just can't get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So it can help kind of tweak the body, to contour the body.
And it's something that you would come in every week for like 3 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Depending on the patient.
Yeah, and then maintenance typically after that.
And how long are the treatments? Like how long do, like are you in the office for?
So you're going to be in the office probably about an hour, give or take, depending on the treatment. So for the Trim, it's about 15 minutes. For the Tone, it's about 30. And for the skin tightening, it can be up to about 60 minutes. So, you know, there's time to get in, but to put the device on. If we're doing more than one treatment, there's going to be changing the device, the hand pieces that we use. And then, you know, time to get ready and to leave. So it's going to be probably a good hour.
15 minutes for fat reduction? Like, sign me up.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. The feedback that I get from a lot of patients is how relaxing these treatments actually are. You're in the room for, like you said, about an hour, but it's a very comfortable treatment. So you're not moving around. You're in there by yourself. You can be on your phone. You can be listening to music or a podcast.
Yeah, you're right. It is definitely a relaxing experience for patients when they're coming in. So it is hands-free. They can sit in the room and just relax, and most people enjoy the time. It's not painful, which is another myth surrounding these devices. It's like the hot stone massage. So you go in and you can relax. It's not painful. You can do it over the lunch hour, something that's, you know, relatively quick and pain-free, and you can get results from it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of touching on myths. What are some of the other ones that are talked about or people ask about?
It's one is that it's not affordable. These treatments aren't cheap, but when you compare it to going under, you know, general anesthesia potentially for tummy tucks and other surgical procedures, it's relatively cheap in comparison.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like with a lot of patients, it's like the fear of going under. So, I mean, there's really no comparison. You can listen to a podcast or you can be under the knife.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to avoid surgery as much as possible these days. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you can do this without surgery, then it's going to be ideal for those people especially.
Again, it's just making sure that you're the right candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this isn't going to be for everyone. If you, you know, had gastric bypass surgery in the past and you have a lot of loose hanging skin, this isn't going to be the modality for that. You're not going to tighten that loose skin or lose more fat. Typically, you're going to need some surgery for that, need an abdominoplasty to correct that type of excess skin and weight. But for the BMI of less than 30, 35, this is ideal for them. And we can always do monthly payment plans as well to mm-hmm. offset the cost or to help with the payment.
So the body contouring treatments that we offer are very safe and affordable. There's obviously a lot more questions surrounding this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love talking about this stuff, love answering questions. So if you have any for us, you can always send us an email at info@keysmd.ca.
And we would love for you to follow us on Instagram, KeysMD Cosmetic Clinic. We may have to do another episode on this. It's such a broad topic.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today on Keys to Confidence. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for joining us.